Oh, it's in a big box. There's a letter.
Okay.
Mike Wilmot. Spelled.
So you're listening to
spelled right. So it can't be my agent.
You're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot, episode
32. Is it 32? No,
did you tip the guy?
I tipped the guy $2.
For bringing a bottle of wine up three flights.
Yeah, see, it's from my agent.
Oh, I didn't.
Have a great Christmas, New Year, Mike.
I didn't get any from my agent.
Lots of love from all of us at Off the Curb Productions and an X.
Does that include Damon?
And that includes Damon's wonderful now. Everyone's wonderful. My life is good.
So you're listening to
Zen with Mike Wilmot.
We're going down the hallway. We're now going to move around our flat.
This is an action-packed episode.
You'll be. Unfortunately, I forgot to press the record while the guy was outside, so we didn't capture the man.
We didn't capture.
No, you got to press it twice, and
this
I was in a rush.
Wonderful.
He was at. You know what? He was there at bang on 3 o'clock. Do you want to maybe look at it another time when we're not doing?
You're bringing up old things, Phil.
What old things?
Live for tomorrow. Come on.
Live for tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Do you want to do this tomorrow?
No, isn't this tomorrow? Oh no, it can't be because we got the wine. Okay, we're doing two in a row. Richard said those are the shady ones.
They won't even remember.
Richard told me Cardiff that the episodes that we do back-to-back are shittier.
I just find that the first one we did, there was no...
But we've been off for a year.
There was no meat.
We've been off for a year. Yeah. Maybe I should... See how it's a little smoother now because I have a box.
Now your wine is shot. Now we've got something new. What kind of wine is it? Let's do that.
It's in a beautiful box.
So if you listen to...
If you go to our website, which we don't have, I'll show you pictures of our...
Go to our
Twitter thing.
I'll put
a picture of this bottle.
Go to Twitter, do it. Let's take a photo now, Mike. What kind of wine? I'm excited about it.
I'm getting all worked up.
What is Jeroboam's? Was that Jeroboam? Was that the actual guy?
Jeroboam. That was him.
We should have interviewed him.
That was him.
Should we get him back? Was he on a bike?
I didn't even notice if he was on a bike.
All the good stuff.
This looks like one. It's from a different year. This isn't like the stuff I get.
What do you mean it's from a different year?
This is like old wine.
It's dusty.
This is 4 year old wine. This is a 5 year old vintage.
That's like saying you're got 5 years left. Can I see it?
I let you get my
Why do you let me see it?
Let me get my glass.
You never let me see it.
Well, I'm over here, Phil.
Yeah, I know.
It's all needy. Yeah. Isn't Phil Nichols' success in West End Musical enough for you, Phil Watkinson, to shut the fuck up, maybe calm down a bit?
Well, we're losing fans as we speak.
Well, we never... Well, who? Richard?
Yes.
Richard's
probably stopped listening at this point. Dick Wood's probably not
interested. It's a product. It contains sulfites.
You're not allowed sulfites with your diet.
Says Chotel.
You're not allowed sulfites with your diet.
This is all French.
You're not allowed sulfites. Give it to me. I'm having it.
Is this red or white?
It's red.
It looks red.
You don't drink red, do you?
No, I drink red.
Do you drink white?
I don't drink white.
That's cold, though.
Yeah, that's cold because it was in a basket on a bicycle.
Oh, that's a nice... Oh, I've dropped it.
Smash! See, now if we had a proper thing, we'd have a smash.
If we had a proper thing, I'll put a smash
can
effect
you,
in.
Can you edit a smash effect in
right
later?
Here?
Right there.
Right there.
Then.
Okay, I'll find a smash effect.
And okay, let's pick out, let's go through many.
No, you keep talking and I'll...
About what? I didn't want to start right away. Remember I said, let's take a 5 minute break?
No.
I said, let's
take a 5 minute break.
Yeah, no, you didn't take a 5 minute. You said earlier that when I say something, you go follow it to the letter. I said 5 minutes. A minute went by, and you're following me around like a fucking rat.
Because at 3 o'clock, your wine showed up, and I thought it'd be interesting for our viewers to get into the life and the head of a guy that delivers
viewers?
Wine. Yeah,
viewers.
You
and I are the only ones viewing this.
Well, yeah, Eureka views a bit of it.
She's,
I'm just thinking that maybe
she left.
Yeah, she's bored. That's why.
I'm talking, Lisa.
No, you're
she
say something. About wine. Okay. A bottle smashing.
Okay, it's
so wouldn't it be fun to get inside the head of a maybe we what we should do is start
I think
interviewing.
There's a cork in this.
We should interview you know what, that's bad, right?
Oh my god.
You know cork.
How are we gonna get that out?
No, but you know corks are bad. They're destroying the planet.
Oh. I thought it was a plastic on six packs.
Oh god, what do you like?
Corks are ruining the planet, Phil, really?
Yes, corks are ruining the planet. They are.
How? In what way?
Because cork, there's a limit. It's a finite.
Cork is a, was it a tree?
They're ripping down the real trees.
All the real cork, real light trees.
Oh, my God.
They must fall down all the time. Jesus Christ, what was that?
That was the glass shattering.
Okay. Oh, that, there that's, that was there a good one. That had something in it.
No, that one? That was. That sounds like...
No, no.
No.
The one that... The... No.
No.
No, no. No. That's... That... That's one that
these
won't
are,
break.
These are, glass shattering sounds. You can get them on YouTube by Iwan Kududup Gabovich.
Gabovich.
So all Iwan Gabovich gets up in the morning and goes and, right, yeah. Makes glass shattering sounds.
This would be fun just to put, just have it play all day when you're gone. Just turn it up and play that all day.
Oh, long. The people downstairs would love us for that. I love the fact that guys, he's put his own his name on there.
Well, so you know it's not a fraud.
Iwan Kududup.
Well, that's in quotation, so that's his nickname.
Kududup.
Maybe, hey, wouldn't it be great if he's Somalian?
Gabovich.
Oh no, Gabovich. Well,
he could be Somali. He could be like a.
He just married. He married. It's a woman, and she married
he was a Somalian who was on a pirate ship, and one of the pirates was from Serbia.
And the Serbian pirate went, "You now, my friend, you are now Gabovich. You are one of me, my family."
No, and he killed that guy, took his head off, and took and his, stole his shirt,
and it says on it.
Yeah, hello, my name is
Gabovich. But you can call me Kupadup.
Yeah. Or Gabby. Yeah, that's right. They wind her up.
Yep. So that was good. He only had about four or five. Oh, here's some more.
Do you want more? Okay.
We don't need more. That's that first one. Fucking, that's scary.
You're listening to Zem with Mike Wall. You did jump. It was a bit loud.
It was a bit loud. And it came out of nowhere.
I don't know.
This is... That's a sheet of glass.
That's a sheet of glass. We don't want that.
No. We want a bottle with liquid in it hitting the ground. Specifically, look like wine bottle dropping.
You know what? This is
no. See, that's something through a glass
this
table.
This is Gabby's work. What the fuck happened there?
Look up wine drop. Full
wine bottle.
Wine bottle dropping.
It says break glass FX, but I thought it says break glass sex.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Well, this is going nowhere.
It is not going to. This because the
computer. So why is it so slow now?
I don't know.
This was a good computer. See, that was the same one. Phil, you're letting go. This is
no. This is Gabby's.
Oh, is this still Gabby?
This is Gabby stuff.
You can call me Gabby.
What's his name?
Those are plates of glass.
It doesn't even sound like glass.
It has to sound like there's wine in it. Why didn't I just drop this bottle on the ground? We'll just record that. See, that's plate glass.
Yeah, don't like that at all.
No, you need drop a bottle. Say smashing bottles.
Okay,
smashing
bottles. I did put smashing bottles.
Somebody will just come up and go, oh, that bottle's quite smashing.
There you go. Well, that's not bad. That's a small bottle.
That's a glass. That's a dish. I don't like that.
What the fuck was that?
That's a baseball through a window. That's a classic.
Oh, that was pretty good.
That's a BB. That's a BB through a smaller window.
He threw a baby through a smaller window?
BB, not a baby.
He threw babies through a window.
No, he clearly heard it the second time, so why are you still pushing it?
Smashing bottles. Yeah.
It comes up, right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Smashing bottles. Here we go.
Nice. Here we go.
This is getting it. No, it's going to have...
It'll be a bunch of bottles, I bet.
I get it.
Here we go. No, that's...
Yeah, that was a beer bottle. Wine bottle.
Red wine. There's a sound difference. White wine would make it sound higher.
No.
Red wine
would sound like European.
Lower. Bloosh. We're looking for a bloosh after the crash.
Ooh.
And then?
Simon Entwistle sound effects. Bottle of wine being opened. Oh, not something.
Okay, well.
Let's see.
Simon Entwistle.
I like this. We're doing sound effects. You still have to sit through the ads.
Yeah. Why is there somebody advertising? So these guys are getting bigger hits than we are with breaking.
This is the sound of a bottle winding open.
This is Simon Entwistle.
Simon Entwistle.
Okay.
Oh, see, this is what's happening with my computer.
I think this is your cheap.
This is the sound of a bottle widely opened, the cork extracted, and the contents poured. Here we go.
He's doing it with his mouth.
He's doing it with his mouth. Oh my God.
Well, let's watch this.
You want to watch it?
Yeah.
I'm just letting it bloat.
I'm surprised.
This is Simon Entwistle.
This is the sound of a bottle widely opened, the cork extracted, and the contents poured. Here we go.
That's great.
Guys are drunk.
Wow.
That's
now,
it.
That was made. That was Simon Entwistle sound effects, a bottle of wine being opened. I can do that one.
Let's hear it.
Keep going. And wait.
And then it gets higher if you go.
Wait, I got this one.
That's wonderful.
Thank you very much.
That's wonderful, Phil.
Wow.
Thanks, Simon, for teaching my friend Phil not to be confused with Nickel.
What's the best wine you've ever had?
I don't know.
Do you know what? You've never had like a glass
of had a glass of really, really, really expensive red wine when I was in Australia years ago because my friend Rob is an international lawyer and has this amazing wine cellar.
Right.
And I told him as he was opening the bottle, he was wasting money on someone like me. Because at that point, I wasn't drinking wine at all and I didn't like any of it.
Right. Oh, you didn't even like it?
I didn't like it that much. It was okay with
food.
Did
you swirl it around your mouth? Did you shake it around the glass?
I did what he was doing.
Do you know anything about wine tasting at all? Do you know anything about the legs? I went
to the Olympia.
You know what
with
legs?
Bobby Mayer.
With the Hotel Devine?
And the Olympia. They had a big wine thing. We were filming Bobby's show, Bobby and Harriet.
Oh, you were. What's the TV show you were in?
It's Bobby's show. Bobby and Harriet get married on Vice. And it did quite well, apparently.
Yeah.
But
watch that.
We went to a proper wine
place. Turn this
place,
off
and
now.
And I wouldn't swirl it around and I wouldn't spit it out. That was sort of the joke. We just went around and drank all. Well, he can't drink. So I was drinking his as well.
Was he not drinking?
No, he's off everything.
Is he?
Yeah, he's cleaned up his act.
That's why he looks so healthy.
Yeah, he's
actually quite a good looking lad.
He's
I don't mean that in a pervy way.
I don't mean that in a spacey way. No. Well,
you would?
I'm saying.
Is that what happened?
I had a few drinks and he was 14. You know what I mean? What? He's a bit old. And he's married.
That would stop you. It's never stopped
you
before.
If he was like a teen, and I was a little drunk, I'll take him around the corner, you know what I mean?
You're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmont, episode 32. Not that we need to do more. that was been a great place to stop, though.
How far have we gone in?
I don't know. I've lost track. Do you want to hear other amazing Simon Entwistle sound
effects? See if you can find more things that Simon does.
Well, it's Simon Entwistle, this is for his TV show. Oh, this is amazing sound effects for TV, radio, adverts, commercials, and advertising. This is going to be good.
Simon Entwistle.
Simon Entwistle. Do you think he's
related
to John Entwistle?
The late, great John Entwistle?
Like John Entwistle would make sound effects.
Or make him just do the... That's me trying to do a bass.
Boris the Spider.
If anything, he was like the Liberace of bass players. Like a little too much. John Entwistle.
No.
Just a little too much.
No.
Like back it up a bit.
No. I loved his bass playing.
It's like the guy from Yes.
He has like a hand.
The guy from Yes was the same way.
Like a hand.
No. Pull back.
You can move your fingers.
No, get in there cool with the drummer. What are you doing?
You're more like in a reggae. Doom, boom, boom.
No, don't you dare say I'm into reggae.
Doom, boom, like the Police. Boom, boom, boom. John Entwistle must have looked at that and thought, what the fuck is he thinking?
Oh, yeah, but he would have ruined that song. It's like Yes's shit, too.
Simon Entwistle.
Hello, my name's Simon Entwistle. I conduct a variety of guidance.
If you listen really carefully at the beginning of that, he's doing ticking clock.
That's space.
Hello, my name is Simon Entwistle. I conduct a variety of guided tours.
And it's still going in the background.
Interesting. I create sound effects by mouth alone, which works very well on the couches. Last night, I had a large bottle of wine.
Oh, we've heard this one, Simon.
This is just a different intro.
All he does is drink wine. I
brought the train to Manchester, which sounded just like this.
He took a steam engine? Do they have a steam engine too?
It's fast. Wow,
I walked into the dentist, a very painful experience.
Okay, that's horrible.
So are you opening for this guy on his tour?
Yes. We're doing 3 months.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 50-50. Split down the middle.
The money.
Yeah.
When are you going to tell Dave Fulton you can't do his tour?
I'll have to do is play this once to Dave. And he'll say,
"You haven't heard
you
Dave.
You two are going to knock it out of the
you
park.
You haven't heard."
And when I say that, he'll go like, and make it sound like I knocked it out of the park. He'll like what would be a baseball noise? Baseball! You don't just say
Let's see if Entwistle does baseball. I doubt he's English.
The most unusual sound, the sound of an air raid alarm.
How old is this guy?
He looks
he's doing steam engines.
He looks like he's been doing it for a while. Now, I don't know if they got the bill right. I don't know if you're the perfect support act for this guy, to be perfectly honest.
Is it because of my blue, Phil? Is that why? Because
you might be a little dirty.
Some of my... Yeah, well, he can make all the sound effects. I'm doing my old lady from behind.
I'm throwing chicken in her face. That's really good. You know how Adam Hills has sign language for the deaf?
Oh, yeah, he does that because he's really nice.
You could have Simon Entwistle do sound effects.
I'm in.
For people that can hear.
Get your agent
in
on
fact,
it.
You could give people headphones so they can hear you on one side and Simon Entwistle doing the sound effects. I think we're onto something.
I think we are onto something. So let's go write that up.
Okay.
Embedded in the ground.